Now, Iran's announcement of its decision to begin enriching uranium up to 20% has continued to draw harsh reactions from a number of Western countries. The U.S. Secretary of Defense and his French counterpart have called for fresh sanctions against Iran. Robert Gates said in a meeting with Hervé Morin that they have agreed to launch international talks that will lead to new sanctions against the Islamic Republic. In London, a government spokesman said Iran has to either engage with the international community or face further isolation. Germany has also condemned Iran's plan to enrich uranium up to 20%. On Sunday, Berlin called on Beijing and Moscow to join other partners in pressuring Tehran. China and Russia oppose a fresh sanctions regime and urge diplomacy instead. Russia wants Iran to send its low-grade uranium abroad for enrichment to fuel grade. Now, the International Atomic Energy Agency says it's ready to play an intermediary role in resolving the West's dispute over Iran's nuclear program. The IAEA chief, however, has voiced concern over Iran's decision to start enriching uranium up to 20%. This came soon after Tehran officially informed the agency of its plan to supply fuel for its research reactor on its own. Iran's envoy to the IAEA, Ali Aslan Soltanieh, said Tehran has invited the UN nuclear inspectors to visit Iran and monitor the enrichment process. He says the reactor, which produces medical isotopes, is in urgent need of new fuel. Soltanieh says Tehran offered an opportunity to the West with a proposed nuclear swap deal. Still, he says Iran expects industrialized countries to take advantage of the chance for cooperation, not confrontation.